DJC.
Afternoon. You're going to have to remind me of your name, but I recognize the call.
Well, it's Jerry, but I go by most anything.
I say Jerry, but I figured that would be wrong. I guess wrong. So what are you doing this afternoon?
Trying to get some, picking up some limbs out here in the yard and doing a few other things outside while the weather's still halfway decent. A little cool this morning. Beautiful day yesterday, though. I know you got out and were probably able to play a little tennis yesterday evening, I hope.
Played this morning. We played at 10. Played from 10 to 12, and I just took the dog to the groomer, so I'm on my way back home.
It's been nice weather, and it was cool. Well, cooler than it has been. It was been kind of cloudy here all morning with a little hint of bright sunshine every once in a while, but we haven't had any rain.
Yeah, it was really weird. We had just a light mist of a rain, but it was so slight that when it would hit the asphalt, it would almost dry immediately. It was really strange. And then it finally stopped, and we just had a little breeze, and it was cloudy, but it really felt good, especially once we got, moving around. And in fact, the sun came out for about 20 minutes, and that felt good.
As long as it didn't make the court slick, I guess that was great. I guess you were playing outside, I suppose.
It's the Sugar Creek subdivision, and one of the guys, of course, lives there and has a key to the courts. They keep them locked up and chain, have a chain and a padlock on them, so you can't just, use them anytime you want, so you have to sign up for them.
There's a subdivision on the other side of us, on the expensive side of us, we're on the poor side, but they have one private court there, and it's, I've hardly ever seen anybody use it, and then last fall, I think they started tearing up the court to recover it, but I'm not sure what they're going to use yet. Looks like they got concrete just laid down on it now, but I'm sure they're going to resurface it somehow or another, but it's a nice court, but it had lights and everything, but I hardly ever saw anybody there and they used it.
We had just one court that the subdivision I used to live in at North Cliff there in Travis Red. But it was really nice, and they kept it up pretty good. They had to replace the net and stuff like that. So, it was very well lit, and we played on it two or three times a week.
Daughter and son-in-law live just outside of Malden. They have a nice little smaller subdivision. Let's say small, it's not that small, but they have a court and a pool, and the court is really nice lit, but you got to get the kids on the bicycles off of it, though, and the kids playing basketball, but I don't think you have to sign up to play on it, but it's always somebody there for either playing or doing something. I mean, anyway, I don't know what they're doing now, though. I guess they're having to keep the distance in order to do it. But yeah, they got nice sidewalks. The kids can ride the bikes, and then it's safe enough for them to ride through the neighborhood as long as they got somebody watching them, I'm sure.
North Cliff is it's a neat place to live, and they had a huge never stuck my toe in that swimming pool. But I played a heck of a lot of tennis on that court, and they are swamp rabbit connected. You don't even have to get on the road to get on the swamp rabbit, and they have asphalt paved little trail that zigzags off the sidewalk and goes down to the trail. So if you're riding your bike or walking, you're either on concrete or asphalt the whole way.
Off the Millennium Parkway, they don't have anything connected. They got a bigger subdivision across the street from them, but it's pretty nice. The house is a little bigger than what I would need at this point in life. But pretty nice subdivision. Don't have many of the yards are easy to tend. They're small, and it's one of those things where I can just kind of take a pair of hedge clippers and cut the yard for them. But It's fine, though, for what it is. At least the maintenance is not too bad on them.
I tell you, that's one thing. My parents moved into this house we're living in now in Taylor's, and of course, they've both passed away now, but I can cut the front yard in about 45 minutes, and the only thing I don't like about the backyard is it's a hill, and we have three sweet gum trees, and those balls fall, and man, if you don't keep them up, you step on one, and your feet will just go right out from under you on that hill.
Getting one right now in my front yard. It's not on my. It's on the right of way, and I'm sure they'd let me take it down if I wanted to, but I don't want to spend $1,500 to take it down. It looks about 50 feet tall. We got one small in the backyard that I wanted to take down, and when the other neighbors moved in, they wanted to keep it before the shade. And now they're not so happy about it now with all the sweet gum balls and stuff about being a roller skate. My wife and I hate walking. It's been a number of years ago now, and we're walking down the road. And it's a quiet subdivision, and she had those sweet gum balls, and she took a tumble. I mean, it's a wonder she didn't break a rib or something. It was like she was on a skateboard sliding down the hill.
Remember, we used to take cardboard, and there was a hill. It was just dirt. There wasn't any grass, of course. It was woods, and to get down to the bottom of it, there was a steep hill, and right off the road there, and we would slide down that hill on cardboard boxes, and boy, we used to have a blast doing that.
Do something similar, and we get a tall hill somewhere, we just slide down the grass sometimes on cardboard. poor people step, I guess.
That is stuff, I don't know what it's called. When we were up at Lynchburg, Virginia, my daughter went to Liberty University, and we went up there, and they have a ski slope that you can see it from the campus, and in the summer they put this little short I don't know what it is, but it's plastic, and it's like a little piece of like a comb, I guess you would say, but it's just millions of pieces of that plastic sticking up, and you can take a skis or a snowboard and just come flying down that hill. I mean, it is unbelievable. So people were snowboarding in the summertime.
pretty cool. I don't think I've seen that. I may have at some point in time. I don't recall seeing anything like that, but I've heard of people doing that, you know, a limited, something small maybe, but not anything that big. Because that much area, that's a nice area in Lynchburg. That's a pretty area up there for sure. Haven't been up in Virginia. It's just been 30 years or more, I guess. But I used to go up every once in a while, go fishing along the parkway, but I don't do the traveling anymore. I don't really care that much about driving.
To ride my motorcycle out, I'll get on these back roads here, and I can get to to 290, and then go out 290 to 25, and I go up 25 a few miles, and hit Highway 11, and I usually go north on Highway 11. And it's a nice ride, right up to 14 and come back out 14 and hit Wade Hampton, and just it's about a 53-mile ride. But it's an enjoyable ride. It takes a little over an hour and a half, I guess. I enjoy riding the bike on the parkway.
I haven't ridden probably 25, 30 years since I ridden. I used to ride a lot, but had one of those moments that you have every once in a while that I was able to walk away from them. And I said that'd be the last time. I threw my leg over one, and that was the last time. A guy ran a stop sign, and luckily it didn't kill me. I'd stopped at the sign and it just pulled on out across there. He just cruised on through there, hit my back tire and spun me around about six times and busted one of my feet up. And as a matter of fact, I was headed from Columbus, Georgia up to Virginia. I was changing jobs. My wife and my son were ahead of me. And they got so far, I didn't catch up with them. They turned around and came back and had to go to the hospital in Atlanta and get my foot reset. Took my shoe off. My big toe was turning around backwards, and that didn't bode well for me.
Well, that sounds like any fun. Yeah, I tell you, it can be dangerous. I certainly am real cautious, you know, at intersections and where side streets come in and that kind of thing. But that's one thing about the parkway. If you get up there, at least you don't have to worry about, side streets and intersections very, very often. Well, there's an exit or something, but anyway, I used to go up to Maggie Valley a good bit, and I'd go up and get on the parkway there, and man, I tell you, it was so much fun just to be up there by yourself and just cruising along, just having a good old time.
Like traveling in the fall, had to be careful of the leaves, but back in that, that's been more than 30 years ago, I guess. It's probably been over 40 years ago when I got hit. But back in that, there weren't quite as many bikes on the road as they are now. I don't think people were quite as aware of them as they are now. I was always real cautious about what I did, because the other guys sometimes you had to pay attention to. I never rode very fast or anything like that. I was just enjoy cruising around. My wife liked to ride too. We used to ride. We go out at night sometimes and go on those back roads, but had to watch out for dogs and deer and rabbits and all kinds of critters running out in front of you. We did enjoy it though. But if my eyesight was still good, I probably would still enjoy doing it, but my eyesight's not good enough anymore for me to take a chance on that, especially at night or something like that. But I did. I loved to ride though. I enjoyed it. I never had a real big bike. I think the biggest thing I had was probably my last bike I had was a the CB400F, a little small Honda. I love that. That bike was quiet and rode good, handled good. Bike.
I started, my first bike was a Kawasaki 750 Vulcan, and then I went up to a Honda 1100 Shadow, and I had several of those, and then now I've got a Honda Valkyrie. It's a six-cylinder, 1500, and it's a nice cruising bike, I tell you. It's got tons of power. It's got about 135 horsepower, and it's a big bike, but I sure enjoy it. Well, Jerry, let me run. I'm sitting here in the driveway. If I pull in the garage, my signal gets a little scratchy, so I was waiting to pull in until we finish our conversation there. But let me jump out of here, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CPA.
Have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you again soon. N4DJC clear.